This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2019. Make sure you're following the show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. Today we have a very special guest. Miss Teresa Sparkle Randolph is the CEO and president of the Miss Full Figured USA pageant. This year marks the pageant's 30th anniversary, marking it the longest running and one of the most successful pageants solely dedicated to promoting the empowerment of the full figured woman. This unforgettable lady energetically crafts the pageant into the most spectacular extravaganzas to be seen with celebrity guests. In dynamic production, her highly anticipated sold-out events are a must-see. The Miss Full Figured USA pageant has been featured on television shows such as TV One's News One Now, ABC TV's Here and Now, Good Day New York, News 12 New Jersey, My Nine News, NBC Nightly News, CW 11 Morning News, Fios One News, and many, many more. Teresa's full figure pageants, along with all of her other outstanding undertakings, are her glittery testaments to diversity in beauty and business. Her motto is size has no barrier on beauty, and she most certainly amplifies that. The 30th annual Miss Full Figured USA pageant will take place Sunday, April 28th in Newark, New Jersey. And we are so excited to have Miss Teresa on the show. Welcome to the show. Miss Teresa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Yes. Well, I hear you.
Can you hear me?
Thank you so much for being on the show. Yes. Can you hear me?
Of course I can, loud and clear.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I know this is pageant week and you got 1,000 things to do, but thank you for taking out the time to talk to me today.
Oh, definitely, Shanice. You amplify full figured at its best as well. So I love talking to another queen versus queen. I love it.
Yes, thank you. Now, you got your start in the industry as a full-figured model and a beauty queen. So tell us how you got your start and the beginnings of your career.
Wow, it's funny that you say that because back when I was in college, I entered a beauty pageant, and my cousin, Mr. Billy Jones, who was a top model for Ebony, he was featured on many covers, and he was also the guy with the cool ad when they were doing cigarettes and stuff. And he said, oh, my God, I got a cousin. She's beautiful. It was all who you know back then because there was no internet. So you just hung out with the right people, and I did. And I became an Ebony Fashion Fair hopeful, flew out to Ebony in Chicago and for their full figure division because they were starting that in the when I was in my 20s, my early 20s. So by me being a spearhead and getting to know some people from Ebony and Jet magazine, decided to go ahead and do a beauty pageant here in the state of New Jersey, which it was only in the state of New Jersey. But until I started traveling the U.S. of A., I said, you know what? I started recruiting women, and they started coming to New Jersey for the last 25 years and being a part until I ventured out in my 25th year because it's our 30th year. I ventured out into the states that were most popular were coming to New Jersey. So why don't I bring it to your state? And it's just a whirlwind, and it is growing, and I am truly blessed.
Now, the Miss Full Figure pageant was launched in 1989. Now, what was your original concept for the pageant when you launched, and has it evolved any over time?
Well, the original concept was more geared towards college kids because we were all in college, mm-hmm. trying to win scholarship money and things like that. Over the time, I just started to announce more and more that there is a plus-size beauty pageant going on. Now, am I the first plus-size beauty pageant? No, I am not. However, I'm the longest-lasting plus-size for the urban community, in which now we have all ethnic backgrounds that want to be a part of something that's great like the sisterhood, because it's United Sisters of America, not United States. It's United Sisters mm-hmm. of America. So that launched back in the 80s. That's when a lot of women were using the McCall book and the Butterick book to get clothes made, because Sears, that franchise, and Van Burgers, that franchise, they really didn't have anything too appealing to the plus-size community. So that's when you went to go pick out your pattern, and you had your aunt, your cousin, or even a designer back then make you something. So I said, wow. Why not have some diversity and put some of the designers to work that I know from me being in New York as in my early 20s? So that's when the designers started saying, you know what, I'm going to branch out to even full-figure clothes, because a lot of people weren't featuring it in the 80s. They were not featuring it in the 80s. However, here comes social media. Social media came along, the internet, where we had MySpace, Black Planet, all those things that you advertised on back then. We didn't have a cell phone then. We had no internet then. So, you know, everything was done by foot and word of mouth and mail-outs and stamps and letters and typewriters and handwriting your posters. So, you know, we had evolved to for technology to really be able to take over what this world has. The sky is the limit because of all the avenues that we have and how we can advertise now.
So do you think social media has been a pro for your business or a con, or maybe somewhere in the middle?
You know, it's funny you say that, because I would say somewhere in the middle, okay? First of all, more people know about me, in which you always say, I never heard of that, okay? Now, because I am a woman, Ms. Lewis, who urges women to wear body foundations and girdles, and proper bras, and pantyhose, and look nice and neat. Even though you have curves, you can look nice and neat in your curves. However, because the internet has changed the minds of some of the full-figured women, they feel that, oh, I'm going to express my curves and not make it neat. I'm going to put on this dress, and social media has said it's okay for me to be that way. So some of social media is making a mockery of us. However,
they call it body positive.
Right. And I just want everybody to think of, I'm a little older now, so I like everybody to think of, like you just said, body positive, couture the body, and not let everything move all over the place when you walk. Just put on a girdle, the decent bra, and keep it moving. That's my whole thing, and I don't like when I go to shows and I see the women who aren't tapered, but the clothes are gorgeous. You're there to sell the clothes for the garment. That's why you're in a fashion show, to sell the clothes of the garment that you have on. I mean, that's what will elevate you. But some are doing it for fun. Some are doing it to try to be a professional. And some are very professional, and they're perfecting their craft. So I think lead by example now, because most of the girls that we see in most of the ads, they're tapered, and they look amazing in the garment that they're selling. See, we're talking about fashion shows and pageants and gowns. So we're talking about being on stage or being looked at, flipping a page, seeing you or me, and they're not going to have all of that extra going on. So I'm just one for body foundation and tighten it up a little bit. That's what I feel.
Yes. Now, do you feel that plus-size pageantry is a sub-community within the plus community? Because like you said, some of your views are very different than some other influencers. And a lot of plus-size fashion bloggers and influencers, and even some event producers, don't acknowledge and support the pageant system. So do you think like the plus-size pageantry is like a little community within the plus community?
You know, it's funny. Yes, I do. I do, because I think with pageantry, it comes different things. It comes holding your head up. It comes learning how to walk straight, even with a book on your head. It comes with poise and charm and etiquette. And everyone, I hate to say this, back in the day, I'm going to say back in the day, everybody, some people call big girls sloppy. Look at them, they need to do this and that and other. Didn't think we knew how to eat right with the right fork or the right spoon or drink from the right glass or goblet versus a wine glass. You'll be surprised if you travel this world what people think about full-figured people. So with that being an interim, I just would like the bloggers and or those that do write articles and or those that give big events to just try to promote body positivity and know that pageantry is within itself. I started these pageants a long time ago, and I've seen so many of my women who have used some of the things that they've learned through my pageantry system to go on and be on billboards, on magazines, and even on television because they went through my pageantry system. Now, I can't speak for some of these other pageants, Miss Lewis, that's coming up and just, okay, you're the winner, but what are you doing? Okay? You have to do something with these women and give out your prizes in front of people and on stage because we give away cash on the spot for our pageantry system, Miss Lewis. As you've been the witness of seeing it, we give away, and this Sunday we're giving away $5,000 in cash. This is what has kept me going, I think, because with our community, seeing is believing. They see a finished product, a beauty queen, a tapered woman with poised charm, and they see they get their prizes up front. No hidden agendas, and the judges hold up their scores for some of them. So everything is out in the front. I don't like people that hide innuendos. You don't have to hide anything. When seeing is believing with me. I see you, you see me, I see what you're doing, and I see that you're trying to perfect your craft. Yes, I used to walk women right into go-sees and walk them right into TV shows, BET ripped around. Walk them right in. You're going to be on TV. However, I'm concentrating now on the pageantry system, and I do feel that some of the bloggers or whatever should come and see them, should come see the shows. They should be a part of everything if you're a full-figured blogger because you never know who you might touch or what may enhance what you may have to say, you know? So pageantry and fashion shows, to me, they have their different walk. But some fashion shows, to me, Miss Lewis, I think some of the women need to know how to act behind stage, how to work in the right type of shoe type. You know, because a 6-inch stiletto isn't meant for a size 32 woman. It's just not meant for them. That's being dangerous. I'm not saying they can't walk in it, but it would look more appealing if they had a shoe that was fit for them, size 32. Because I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So my main thing is I would love for everyone to just try out pageants. Try to go to one. It doesn't show that they're vain. It just shows that they're into something different, and we've been seeing them on TV for so many years when we were smaller. And how many girls say, oh, I wish I had me a beauty crown?
Right.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Now, what has been your biggest obstacle to keep your pageant relevant for over 30 years as the industry has changed, the way you promote change? What has been the biggest obstacle for you?
Well, 17 years ago, and I'm trying not to get emotional, I decided to hire a publicist. And before the publicist, Miss Mary Moore, she just passed April 5th. So this is a touching show for us this year. Before the publicist, I thought that I was getting tired. And I said, it's so much work. I need somebody to help me spread my vision. So the biggest obstacle 17 years ago was moving on. So I met this beautiful angel who's in charge of so many people, SWV, Tyrese, Lunel, the list can go on. And she was a former beauty queen herself in the Navy. So she thought this project was amazing. So I became an A-lister because she would let people know all over about the pageant within the, I would say, the showbiz world. So
mainstream.
She did footwork for me that I didn't have to do because I hired her, okay? Then I would go to these different states with the winner who won in New Jersey, and we show them off. So a lot of that had to do with me hiring a publicist, and then came social media, then came Facebook. So everything just started a whirlwind trend, and it's been successful ever since. I'm just elated when I go to different states and I see the large crowds and I see the people and their face light up when they see their daughter or their mother or their aunt or their sister on stage. And they said, I didn't think you could do it, and you did it, you know. So that's how I feel. But the biggest obstacle was 16 years ago, seeing how I was going to move forward. What was I going to do to be different? What was I going to do to be different? How can I touch these people? Because 30 years ago, Miss Lewis, Danskin, I don't know if you know Danskin. Danskin is an aerobic gear they use for dancing schools and ballet.
Mm-hmm.
Danskin was my first sponsor. They gave me about $4,000 worth of aerobic gear that they had just started for plus size. The OPEC stockings, we're talking in 89. The OPEC stockings,
okay.
They gave me all that stuff. And, the lady is no longer with the company, the lady who gave me all the stuff. But I'm saying, I say, these people see something in me to give me all of this stuff in the 80s. They just shipped all of this stuff to me. And then people started shipping me things. But now it's the internet, and now pageants are all over. People are popping up with pageants, Miss This, Miss That, and I applaud them. Please go for your dream. I'm one to say, invite me. I want to come. I want to see. You know, I want to see what's going on. I'm optimistic like that. However, I just want everybody to know that size has no barrier on beauty, and that the pageantry system is going to be here to stay forever and ever and ever.
Nice. And your brand is continuing to grow with all of these new state pageants being added. Now, you just started with state pageants 5 years ago? That was
it? You have to go through my pageantry system in order to be a director, okay? And I believe in promoting within, and whoever has the drive to want to bring it back to their state, I'm willing to take that gamble with them. Because if you love it as much as I love it, and I see that passion, you'll be successful and you'll change your community.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, how many state pageants do you have now?
Okay, let me get the list together. And it's growing. We have Georgia next month at Atlanta City Hall. That's May 19th, okay? Then we have Louisiana. It's going to be at the Bell Casino in Baton Rouge.
Bell of Baton Rouge. Yes.
Bella Baton Rouge, and that's on June 22nd. Then we have DMV at the Art Theater. That's D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Then we have Virginia. Then we have North Carolina, South Carolina. Excuse me for a second. We also have New Jersey, and then our tri-state for them. And lo and behold, Ohio, Michigan, Iowa, and Illinois, they're doing their pageants in the fall as well. Because our director out there, D'Amarique Justice from Flint, Michigan, will be the spearhead for the Midwest.
Nice. So you are really growing leaps and bounds.
I need a cloning of me. To be cloned, really, yes.
Now, if someone is listening and interested in competing, what is the first step that they need to do?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Well, if you're interested in being part of such a wonderful brand, a wonderful sisterhood, Miss Full Figure USA, United Sisters of America, all you need to do is go to Ms. Full Figure USA@gmail.com. That's MSFULFIGUREDUSA@gmail.com. Send us a beautiful photo of yourself along with your size, your age, your height, and where you're from. And if in fact we do have a pageant within that area, we'll be glad to put you in touch with your director. And if we don't, then we'll tell you what your next step will be in order to be a part of such a great sisterhood.
Awesome. So, as I mentioned earlier, the 30th annual Miss Full Figure USA pageant will take place this Sunday, April 28th. Now, are tickets still on sale, and can you pay at the door?
VIP is sold out. Those tickets are sold out. However, we do have general admission up until 11:59 Saturday online on Eventbrite. We do have just login 30th annual Miss Full Figured USA pageant. And yes, tickets are available at the door, general seating, and food is also going to be served. We're going to have a soul food cuisine being served and sold from Savannah Bells in Linden, New Jersey. They're going to be catering the event. Now, it costs for you to park, okay? And we have an awesome after party planned. So we're going to have a lot of fun on Sunday at 6 o'clock.
Do you have any sponsors you want to acknowledge, and are there still ways businesses can support your event?
Yes. Like I stated, Shanice, it's a little touching for me. I'm going to be really brief. A lot of things were in my publicist's hands, so she passed on April 5th. Okay. So we're touching base with all of our other sponsors, like Pop Chips. I want to shout out Ashley Store, Gina in marketing, she made sure the girls have something definitely from Ashley. Ashley always supports the Miss Full Figure USA brand. I applaud them in Secaucus, New Jersey, the main office. And also we have Macy's supporting us, Macy's department store supporting us, one of their jewelry buyers. And definitely a couple of designer swimwear lines that we'll be giving out prizes. Influence Hair Product from North Carolina, they're giving away free product. And if anyone is interested in being a part of something great, you want to promote your business, feel free to definitely also email us at MissFullFiguredUSA@gmail.com.
Now, this Sunday, four women will be crowned at the national pageant, right?
Correct. Four will win the crown. Yes.
And you already mentioned what the prize is. They get $5,000 and lots of prizes from the sponsors, right?
Yes. Each set, each crown comes with $1,000. And then they also get prizes, like Miss Swimwear gets to pick out swimwear from Ashley Stewart as a sponsor, things like that. Designers for Fashionista, two designers want to design two gowns for the winner. And then we also have CoverGirl. CoverGirl, we have two fabulous photographers in New York City that's going to be taking their pictures and getting them the right headshot that they need. Because guess what? Everyone needs a great headshot.
Yes, they do.
So and a host of other prizes, and what's that, paparazzi jewelry. Just everybody's a part of it, and it's going to be amazing.
And I know one of the things you stress to the girls, that everybody is a winner. No one walks away a loser.
Right. And you know what? That some people never hear that in life. But for you to even step foot into an audition and go through a process of something that you can say, I did for me, you're a winner. Because you're doing it for you. You're not doing it for anybody else. You're doing it because, A, I can do this, and it's something different. It's an extracurricular activity, Ms. Lewis. We all know that. However, sometimes in life, you say, you know what, I want to try new things. Some people hang glide. Some people bike ride. Some people ski. Some people do beauty pageants.
Right. And, you know, I have heard, you know, some ladies, they go to the beauty pageants. Their destiny was not to go to win the crown. It was to go to meet somebody that turns into their business partner, or just to go make friends and build their confidence. So even if you're not crowned the national winner, it's still a purpose for you being there.
I would agree with you 100%. Do you know how many girls are still sisters and godmothers to people's children and have even roommates now because of
right.
the pageantry system? A lot of like minds. I like doing this. You like doing this. So guess what? We got something in common already. Why not try
right,
to be
right.
associated with people that want to do what? That's like a bike rider who ride the bikes, the motorcycles. Motorcycle, you got a motorcycle, I got a motorcycle. Oh, what club you in? Come on and join our club. I mean, you know, so like minds think alike, and it's good that I was able to bring together women that end up being best of friends till this day. For real, till this day.
Absolutely. Mm. Now, besides being a CEO of the pageant, you're also an author and published your first book in 2014, Power of the Plus, the full-figured blueprint to pageants, fashion shows, and modeling careers. Now, tell us briefly about the book and where it can be purchased.
Oh, the book is amazing. The book is a blueprint to fashion shows, pageantry, and modeling careers, how to fill out a 1099 form, what you should wear to the shows, what you should have in your model bag, what you should have, what you should eat before a big day, before a big show. It is available on Amazon.com, and it's called Power of the Plus 2. The reason why it's called Power of the Plus 2 is because Power of the Plus 1, when we had the book come out, Miss Lewis, the book, the publisher never numbered the pages, so we couldn't go to the chapter. So we got Power of the Plus 2, and that's why the 2 is behind it. It's not the second edition. It's just 2 because now the pages have been numbered. And we even go over things like tools of the trade at a glance, what's up, your portfolio, your headshot, your composition card. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
Even if you don't want to be a model, we have in there behind the plus size modeling scene, makeup artist, hairstylist, photographer, web designer, because people need all of that stuff. And some women think that I'm going to be a model, but why you're waiting for your big break to go on that big stage to be a model, because that's what's in the book as well. Go ahead and try to get with a photographer and make up your comp cards and hand them out to places. And go do the footwork, because it's not going to come to you. You have to go to it. You have to get out of here and go and show what you have, because there's nothing. Some models sit outside for an audition. You know what I'm saying? We talk about models, okay? Not pageants. We're talking about models. So it's a lot mm-hmm. of competition out here for models. However, you have to be willing to put in the work. You have to be willing to spend money on photos. You have to be willing to accept the answer, no, you're not what we're looking for. You have to be willing to be on time. If you're not on time, they shut that door. And do not care if you didn't make it to the audition. Your name could be on the list. Who cares? Let's say you're doing showroom modeling, sample size modeling, catalog modeling, or spokesmodel. You have to be on time, and you have to be ready when they say be ready. You know?
That's right. That's right. So you have so much going on. We only got to touch a little bit of the things that you're doing. But what is the ultimate goal of your career and brand?
Well, you know what? I'm living it. The ultimate goal is to have everyone see this show, be a part of the show, be in every state, have every ethnic background be a part of something different, and to spread love and joy through the full-figured community, and to remember to say size has no barrier on beauty. I'll probably be dead and gone by the time people keep this up, but I want to know, if I leave this earth, I want them to keep the motto going and keep the pageants going. That's all I want.
All right.
I'm up there.
We got it on record. I'm going to be able to play it back.
Oh, I love it, Ms. Lewis. And you keep doing amazing things as well, because you are a spearhead of nothing but positivity and showing that full-figured women can be in the forefront, on the red carpet, at the big shows. And you do it, and you do it well. And keep shining and smiling with that smile.
Thank you so much. Now,
before you go,
I want you to tell us your official website and your social media pages.
Okay, my official website is MissFullFigureUSA.org, and my social media pages are Miss Full Figure, so many, Miss Full Figure USA, that's on Instagram, and another Instagram, Miss Full Figure NJ. Then we have our affiliates, Miss Full Figure North Carolina, Miss Full Figure Louisiana, Miss Full Figure Georgia, Miss Full Figure, whatever the state it is. Log on and definitely look at our shows on YouTube. Whoever's out there listening, YouTube, Miss Full Figure USA, get a glimpse of it. Take a look. Hit us up. Come on. Be a part of something great. I'm waiting for you. I can't wait to meet you.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I know y'all are going to have an awesome time this weekend. I'm going to be looking for the Facebook Live and continued success with everything you have going on.
Well, thank you for taking time out to even want to speak to me today and about my brand. And thank you for being a part of something great as well, because we always welcome you, Ms. Lewis, and continued success on your end as well.
Thank you. And I'll see you in June when you come to Baton Rouge.
Yeah, see you in June, beautiful. Take care. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And thank you to my fabulous guest today, Ms. Teresa Randolph. Make sure you support the Miss Full Figured USA pageant by following them on all their social media pages. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to the Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.